welcome to the post show.
Yes, the post show again. So we changed. We used to do the after show.
Yeah.
Then that changed. So like it kind of got reborn into two new forms. We add some to the end of the main show. We made that longer, better. Sometimes we're opening goodies, sometimes we're doing whatever. And then we're going to add a little more conversation to a thing called the post show that goes up. We put it on our Patreon every week. So post show and after show, that's not even similar. The name.
That's not even similar.
You no, shouldn't even different. Really ask, are those the same thing? Because that name is so different. It's not. Yeah. Post show clarity. Thank you, F NASA. You get it. That's what we should call it. That's what we should add that name to make it distinct. Okay. Honestly, that's pretty funny. Yo, F NASA, we got to give you credit for that. That was great. Anyway, great show tonight. Thank you again, Nicole, for coming. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. So we're just, anybody in the chat has a question, feel free to ask it. And we're just going to hang out for a minute.
See what's up.
You were talking about, you saw some
What movie did I stuff go see? Or whatever. I went, now, because Oscars are coming around, they're putting stuff back in theaters.
Yeah.
Which now it's like, oh, cool. I got another chance to see, I never got around to seeing Poor Things.
Yeah.
And I want to see that. But I did get a chance to see, because the lead actor is nominated for Best Actor, and I went and saw The Holdovers.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti is like really fucking good in it.
Yeah.
Like really good in it.
I don't know. I've only seen the poster of the Broken Christmas Ornament.
Interestingly enough, like you don't need to like know anything. I didn't know anything going in.
Okay, so I was going to ask this. So for Movie Club, Nicole, we do a weekly movie podcast, and Rocco and I just go back and forth picking movies to watch, and we talk about them. But Oscar season, you try to watch. This is my one excuse to watch all the Oscar movies. Have you seen any of the movies nominated? Yeah, I usually.
This year, I actually had seen most of them. There's some years where
I saw Barbie.
What?
I saw Barbie.
Okay.
Yeah. And I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, but only on tour under protest.
We know that.
So, anyway,
you still haven't seen Oppie, dude.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer
was good.
You haven't seen Holdovers. Haven't seen Poor Things. So I was gonna think I was probably should pick one for a movie club, and then I'll watch it for this week.
Okay,
but I don't know which.
I think his concern was his Holdovers too much of a Christmas movie. But I don't think that.
I did sit in the theater and realize like, oh, this came out in November. It would have been perfect to see it in November.
Because
it is. Taking place over the Christmas break at a high school or a private school on the East Coast.
But I didn't feel like it was like, oh, the Christmas movie. It takes place then.
It's a character-driven story.
Maybe what you said, but I think you could watch it now. It's not going to be like,
yeah, what? Totally. That didn't concern me.
My question is, I thought maybe since this is on Patreon, well, it's on Twitch currently, though, if we should put a poll up and I'll pick the next, whatever they decide.
Oh, yeah.
Like Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Holdovers. What else? There's a lot. There's 10 movies nominated. That's too many. They did too much.
They do a lot.
You have to see Oppenheimer. Like that's,
yeah, you think Oppenheimer?
That one's, I mean, whether it's now or later, you have an obligation, I think.
Okay. Well, you should. Then how's that? I'll put Oppenheimer. I'll just pick that.
Did you hear what happened to Christopher Nolan? This was in the news the other day with his exercise, his Peloton class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is, yeah.
Do you do Peloton?
No, Nicole? But what?
He was taking a Peloton class with his favorite instructor. And
but he doesn't know that. He's just at home, right?
He's at home with the username Nolan69, he's got anonymity on his screen. But he's watching as they go through the workout. She starts talking about, this exercise is a real mind blower. God, you know what we watched the other night at home? Oh, Tenet. That was not a mind blower. I'll never get those 3 hours back. Anyway.
You have to be a fucking brain surgeon to understand that. Like, I was surprised she was cursing.
She starts shitting on the movie.
Oh, no.
Because when they record their Peloton lesson for the broadcast that gets beamed out every day, these instructors are doing a new class every day. You, as a subscriber, it's kind of cool.
I didn't realize that.
It's cool because, you get a new workout.
That was the same one.
And you can choose up to, I don't know how many different instructors they have, but you got all these options. You pick your favorite personality. And then it's watching your streamer do his show every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she starts shitting all over his movie. And he's just what the fuck?
Well, Gold Blaze says Nolan 69 was pissed.
Yeah.
This started because before anyone had seen this clip, he did a talk at some thing and he said, you know, we are always surrounded by critics. I couldn't even do a Peloton ride without the woman saying 2 hours of her life she'd never get back. And then it turned into people going, whoa, 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 find this clip.
Find the clip.
And then someone did. That's how it got out there. That's, they were like, awesome. You know, this was days and days ago. But
fucking awesome.
Anyway, that was pretty funny.
Everyone's a critic.
Speaking of Christopher Nolan, I did want to say, they announced, because Oppenheimer was such a hit, now it's back in theaters. It's still like doing kind of good.
Really?
Yeah, on its re-release. And so they, Warner Brothers announced, hey, you know, his last movie, Tenet, got dumped out in the middle of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So people didn't get to see it in IMAX, didn't get to, whatever. And so they said, it's going to be back in theaters for 1 week at the end of February in theaters, in IMAX, and in very few locations. They never showed this, but they have a 70 millimeter IMAX print. So just like he did for Oppenheimer, the film print is like wide. That thick.
Yeah.
It's like 10 miles long, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
There's only so many theaters that can do that. I don't think there's any here in San Diego that can do both. We have 70 millimeter,
and but not
70 millimeter IMAX,
yeah.
That format. So I looked into it like, oh, I think the tickets went on sale. I'll go to LA for that. I want to see it that way because they never got to screen it. So they're doing it. Universal Studios, the theater that's outside of it, has the ability to do that. All right, cool. Oh my God, it's sold out like every, it's like, weekdays during the day are sold out. I'm like, you guys don't have jobs? What's happening here? What's going on? But I was able to scrape up a ticket.
Okay.
One of the days. So yeah. I am going. I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna cosplay. What? No one's doing Tenet cosplay. I'll do it. I'm gonna do it and go see it.
Yeah, everyone was doing that dumbass Barbenheimer cosplay.
Exactly.
Half pink.
Everyone's doing that. I'm gonna do Tenet. I'm gonna
Albert Einstein?
Who are you gonna be? Backwards the whole way into the theater.
That would be the most obnoxious thing to do.
Einstein's not in Tenet.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of...
No, he is. You should watch it again.
Oh, wait. He just hasn't shown up yet.
Go find him. Look,
hey,
real close.
You know what? I'm not going to say it was a good movie. Just a weird one.
I'm going to do... Yeah. Dude, you get it. Wisest Wizards in the chat. It's going to be like a Tom Green thing. I'm going to go backwards man, and walk backwards into the theater. But yeah, I am going to do all that. I'm going all in on Tenet. So I'm excited.
Einstein put his tongue back in.
That's awesome.
That movie is kind of hard to follow. I think I had to watch it about three times.
Oh yeah, it's a mess. But I love that mess.
Good, yeah.
God bless this mess.
Even his last movie before that, I should say, Inception, was like, this is hard to follow.
No, I don't think that was his last movie.
No, that wasn't.
What was before?
It was a Dunkirk.
Oh, Dunkirk. I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either.
It seems like now that might be his rhythm. Is like. Cool historical movie. What? All right, let's do fucking dumb time shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right, important historical movie.
There are directors, I feel like Wes Anderson is on this list, where it's like, have you gotten too smart for me, or am
that
I just...
Last one was... I actually watched that.
So you saw Asteroid City. Yes.
Oh,
it
Johnny
sucks,
said
right?
the same thing.
I felt really dumb. I couldn't
I felt stupid.
Thank you, because John, we've been talking about this. I get more heat on that than anything. People on Twitter are just like, well, you're an idiot about... I mean, I heard what you said about Asteroid City. I'm like...
What was happening? What did...
Did Johnny like it? Did you like it?
Johnny finally did see it.
I loved it.
You loved it.
He always loves it. Fuck off.
But was it because, like, it looked good, sorry. But...
Hey, I can explain it. That's a movie made written during COVID.
People
are talking through windows.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Wes Anderson's take on what happened.
Well, why was the play? What are we doing?
Play?
Johnny, can you answer hard-hitting questions such as why was the play?
Why was the play?
I think that was him kind of coming to terms with writing it. And so he made like a meta narrative where it's like, you know, it doesn't matter what we're making as long as it's like made, you know, like
he essentially says that, right? He's it doesn't matter what the play's about.
Why were they making out at the end? Who was kissing him? Who was that guy kissing Edward Norton?
That was the director.
But who, wait, I watched this
on a plane. I don't know if I'm the actual like
Edward. Did you make it this far, Nicole? Edward Norton makes out with a dude in the end.
I feel like that must have been the very end.
They kiss at the end, but it says like something like you're magnificent, and then they kiss.
Oh yeah, okay.
Which is
earlier on.
But Maybe. I don't remember. But yeah, I just remember being like, but who is that?
It was Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, but why was he there?
He's an actor.
He's the actor playing himself.
I don't think you watched the movie. I'll just say it.
No, I just didn't get it. Right. I didn't get it.
I'm going to stick with Royal Tenenbaums, guys. I'm good.
No, I just didn't. I didn't think all those levels to it added to it.
It's not his best.
That was my issue. I was just like, oh, just clean this up kind of thing. But I will say, though, with the Oscars coming out, I was happy it didn't get nominated for a lot of stuff personally. But it should have gotten all the technical awards. And the fact that it didn't even get nominated for those was messed up. Don't you think the production,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The production stuff, how do you, that? I just visually, if nothing else,
yeah.
It got hosed.
Okay. Well, it got hosed. BlackBerry got hosed.
Yeah. Why the fuck didn't that get
should've
more?
Should have got nominated. That, yeah. Any.
Best supporting actor, awesome. Too. Black, should have been
Nicole.
Is that the one with Dennis from It's Always
Sunny? Yes. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I really can't stand that guy's face. So I
Really?
I was watching it and I was... Yeah,
it's even scarier now because they've got him in like a bald cap, and he's like,
"No, he shaved his head."
He's fuck. Oh, he did.
Yeah,
it's okay. Commitment.
Yeah, his face, huh?
His face just makes me want him.
Isn't it? There are certain people. I don't even think it's a matter. I mean, you can correct me, but I don't think it's a matter of like, oh, that this person's ugly. Oh, this
no,
person, not ugly does not factor into it. There are certain people that I think other people. Is not a match for the face that they're looking for. And it's like, I can't look at your face. Yeah. I can't look at your face. There's a couple people like on YouTube like that are that for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it, no disrespect to them. They look better than me, but I just
see it.
I can't look at that. I can't look at that guy. I'm trying to think. I almost tweeted about one of them the other day, but then I was like, nah.
That's too mean.
But there was some actor where I'm just like.
The chat is saying maybe they have a punchable face. It's one of those.
I don't even think that rage doesn't come into it. It's just I am not. My brain is not compatible with your face. You're there. You know, I don't want to look at you. No offense. I don't want to look at you.
Who's that British guy that England pawned off on us? And we Richard Brand? Russell Brand. He's got. I can't look at him anymore. And gladly, I think we're sick of him.
You know, mine's James Gordon. Can't do him.
Who's he? The chef?
No, James Corden.
Corden with a C?
Corden.
Was he in Cats?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did not I ever tell you, Sean, face. You know, me and him hung at Blue Bayou?
You hung with him, huh?
With James Corden?
Well, he checked in at the same time as me.
Yeah, you always... I did a little Oh, yeah, I'm hanging out with Mindy Kaling. You saw her in the lobby. You didn't hang
but
out
that's,
with her.
But that's how I love to send the text. Yeah, yo, hanging with my boy James right now. And he was just in the same lobby as me. But he was there. He checked in at the same time.
Rocco knows Mitt Romney.
You know, it's kind of annoying.
So you ate at the same time at different tables.
Dude, I'm like, is he enjoying the bread? I am too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You're like, James, you ever think about for Carpool Karaoke do a Beatles medley?
Yeah.
They did that.
You ever think?
They did that.
And have Paul in the car.
He did it!
Well, I'm here all day, James.
Yeah, we did it. Now that Garrett's given the idea away.
Me and my friend Kevin are just, you see Kevin, he's waving over there. If you want, if you and the kids
he's holding his blue cheese salad. He's got blue
cheese.
You
want to join us, we got room. Kevin, scoot Rachel over. Come on. James, come on over.
But yeah, why were we bringing that up? What brought that up?
Punchable faces.
Oh, Blackberry. He's not punchable. Well, whatever. Anyway. Well, James Corden might be punchable, but that's...
No, I think... Blackberry was great. Anyways, I'll pick Oppenheimer. So I picked it. Oppenheimer is the movie that I'll watch.
Okay.
Now I have to find a way to watch it.
Speaking of movie club and movies, I just going to say real quick, I had a great time last night. I love going to the New Beverly Theater in LA, Quentin Tarantino's theater.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I have such a fun time every time I go to that theater. So every month when they put out the calendar, I'm always like, okay, what do I want to see this month? I got to go to something.
Yeah, you go a lot.
I do. I try to go at least.
How far does that drive?
I mean, it's a couple hours.
It's deep in Los Angeles.
I go to LA all the time.
Yeah. It's in the heart of Los Angeles.
There's
baby.
Just shit I want to do up there. So I'll go.
Respect
you know,
to that. I'm not going to.
But, you know, there's parts of LA too that are more annoying to get to than others. This, it doesn't, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. But, but they did, last night they did Trainspotting.
Oh.
And it was, I was like, yeah, you know, we did that for Movie Club. I really liked it.
The movie's wild.
Like the old, like, old one?
Yeah.
The original one. Yeah. They had me on, was that the first Movie Club you had me on?
Maybe. I think so.
And I got to pick the movie and I was like, I don't think any of these guys have seen that Danny Boyle's.
Yeah. When they started going through that toilet, I was like, yeah. Oh, this
just
is
like
a Garrett
pick
for
just sure. Like the visual heroin usage is like, I didn't see that in movies aside from that.
So they said they always do a great job presenting the whole thing because you could tell they care about it. And as soon as you get in there, they're blasting punk music.
Like
old punk music.
All British stuff. Oh, yeah. Pop.
They're blasting that shit. It was awesome. So, you know, I'm getting popcorn, whatever, sit down. And then they always have a guy introduce the movie. And they tell you, what I love is they tell you where it's always on film. They never do digital. That's their thing. And they always tell you where the film is from. Like, oh, we got it from this. This is a print from whatever. But sometimes, a lot of times, it's Quentin Tarantino's like collection. House. Like, just, this is in his collection. We got this off the shelf. And so that was the case with this one. They said, tonight's print is from Quentin Tarantino's collection. Like, it was in his closet. We went and got it. This print is really dingy and a little bit like it's like a dingy, dirty print, which is perfect for this movie.
Yeah.
Like they said, like we watched it and we were like, oh, this is how it should look. Oh, and it looked great. It looked awesome. But seeing that in a packed theater, I liked it even more.
Really?
Seeing it again, it was great because half the people are diehard fans. Half the people are like, oh, I live in LA and I have never seen this. Okay. Yeah. And when he right away, no one knew what kind of movie it was. And then right when he started crawling into the toilet, it was like, what? Oh, like just seeing it in a packed house. It was it was great. It was really, really great. So just wanted to say I liked it even more this time around.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That was a lot of fun.
Now I'll let you borrow that T2. I'm sorry. Trainspotting 2 Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah. T2.
They named the movie. Like there could only be one T2, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
They named the second Trainspotting.
Yeah.
T2.
The fucking spine of the DVD says T2. Like it's fucking Terminator 10.
I think that's kind of awesome.
It is
that's
so
definitely
funny.
Intentional. They're just that's hilarious.
It's gotta be, intentional.
Yeah.
But it was great because like I think the director of photography, the director,
I think everybody,
the writer, it's based off the second book that author wrote.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
pretty
recent, kind of semi-recent.
It's 2016, 2017.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not too far off, but it was like no one, it came out to no attention.
Yeah, but, isn't that weird?
Because
they were talking about doing that forever. And then it came out and I'm like, oh, I didn't hear about it.
And they got Ewan McGregor back too, right? Like everyone.
Everybody.
Really?
Not only like the writer of the first book wrote this second book and then the director, all the crew and all the actors.
Danny Boyle, who they didn't think he would do a sequel. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He did it.
And it's not like a cheesy sequel that's like, we're going to hit all the points from the first one. It is really well done where they like subvert your expectations from stuff that happened in the first one.
Yeah.
And it really does pick up on all those characters and like where they're at now.
Our next box set is going to be called Abbey Road. Just to,
oh, that's good.
I like
that's
this idea good. Of just taking a title.
Or just, no, Omega 64 in a white box. Oh yeah, that's a white album.
They'll call it that.
You know, but then we don't even have to say it.
Right.
Other people will just call it that. Oh, is that the white album? I mean, Weezer basically did that.
Yeah.
I think they have a white album now. It's like, fuck. Stop.
You already did blue.
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
You own all the colors?
Yeah. you got it. Okay, we're done.
All right.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun. It was really
What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
Do you go to theaters a lot or not really?
No, but the last movie I saw in theaters is like my favorite movie of all time now.
Uh-oh.
Top Gun 2.
Oh, Maverick.
Oh, Maverick. Yes.
I haven't seen that yet.
Connelly is so good.
It's so good. It's like the perfect movie.
I started watching Mission Impossible 7 last night.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Is it good?
Yeah, they just put on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, it's what you expect it to be because, you know,
I've never seen any Mission Impossible.
You, what?
I've also never seen the first one.
I saw the
Terminator
first one
too. So
I just watched that for the first time. So.
There's pretty much a wealth of movies I've never seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I honestly never really loved the first Top Gun personally. Like that was not my thing. I was like,
Me neither.
So then seeing the second one, I was like, okay. I was like, oh, that whipped ass. Yeah, that was so great. So,
I actually thought of you recently because I saw The Matrix for the first time.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen that.
What'd you think?
Wow.
I thought it was supposed to be cheesy, but it was so good.
It's really good. It's good, a good movie. Right?
I think really good. When I watched it recently, our friends Casey and Sarah had not seen it and I brought it over to watch with them.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah said the same thing. Yeah. She's like, everything I know is like how people dress like, trench coats, the gloves, whatever. So she's like, I'm ready to laugh at the stupid phrases they have. And it was just that was just like a really solid movie.
Yeah, it was really good. Cool.
Yeah, I think it's like easy to lump it in with like Hackers, like the movie Hackers, where it's like hack the planet, you know, like kind of funny stuff.
It was so awesome showing that movie to Beckett because he was, I think at the time, like 14. Oh, and we watched it. And the second they fly off and then it's like, you know, Rage Against the Machine, he's like, this is awesome. Mission Impossible, I haven't finished it yet. So you know, it's also part one. I hate when they do that.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah. Is this the last one and it's like two parts?
I think so. The first one I saw in theaters back, that was like 90s, right? That was like 96.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Emilio Estevez was in that.
Yeah.
I want to say 97, 98, maybe. Yeah. But I'm not sure. That's the only one that I really have seen. I saw some of the second one and was like, this is boring.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
What movie?
So that's where I stopped.
Second Mission Impossible.
Is it really? It is significantly worse?
And it. The other ones are good. I don't know what happened with that second one. It got real fucked
up.
We
watched one in the van that was awesome.
John,
I saw pieces of it. I was kind of falling asleep.
Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol, yeah.
So anyways.
And what number is this? Sorry,
this
what
is
number
like seven.
Is it? Seven?
Seven. Yeah. Part one.
Seven.
Okay. But you used to call it seven in part eight. I assume there's more, but whatever. Yeah. I'm not going to get into it. This is weird because half an hour in, they cut to like the title, Mission Impossible, whatever. And they do like a TV intro of like, introducing characters and like with their name, which is rare for a movie.
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
And then they show you bits of the movie that you haven't seen yet.
Like, wait, what?
Like, you know, you've seen that, I'm sure, the Tom Cruise riding the motorcycle off of the cliff.
Thing. Yeah.
That's in this thing, but I haven't seen that in the movie yet.
It's in the title montage.
It's a trailer for what I'm about to see in the movie that I'm watching.
The chat is saying they do that in every Mission Impossible movie. Is that true?
I don't remember seeing like the main thing in the mission. I don't remember that. I've seen all of them.
It's like the old TV show.
I do remember that. There's no way they what?
Chad is not agreeing with you on that.
Oh. Well, I've seen all.
They're saying that's
I've seen all the movies, and I don't remember this at all.
Pick your battles, Sean. I don't know.
Well, I guess I'm not gonna die on this hill, but it's fucking weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. Are you serious, chat? What the fuck? This is the thing they do.
I think, hey, Buzz
every
McFly.
Movie does this.
Well, hey, I will also say that there's a part. So I watched all these movies during COVID with Ginny and Emma Beckett. And so we're watching this one, and a character shows up, and I'm like, just watching. They go, oh, wait, they got her back. I'm like, oh, she was in it? Like, yeah, she was in the last three movies. She's like a main person. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, no. Are you on your phone while you're watching?
No,
this?
I'm watching. And that's the thing is I used to do that. I used to be on my phone.
I'm bad sometimes.
And I purposely now put my phone down. Like, I'm watching the thing. Yeah. I am going to be here for it. And I still fucking forget. What can you do?
Ness in the chat says, is looking forward to that vitamin D being used.
Yes.
I bet that can help.
That's going to help me. Who's Ethan Hunt? Ethan Hunt? Simon Pegg's in this movie?
Since when?
Oh, damn.
All right, whatever.
That vitamin D. It's going to cure everything.
All right. Well, everyone, is there more to the post show? Or I'm feeling good.
No, I think we're good.
And we've accomplished it. Nicole, you sat through the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That was awesome.
Thank you for joining us.
And hey, everyone, you're on Patreon. So thanks for subbing to us on Patreon. And those of you watching live on Twitch, sub to our Patreon. And you can watch me be an idiot all over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a treat?
I'm going to finish Mission Impossible 7 tonight, though. So that's the plan.
Can I finish with a quote from Tyler Blevins?
Ninja
himself.
We do have the official, we should show, we did get a copy of Ninja's book, Get Good.
Sounds bad, but go ahead.
It sounds like you ripped off our book title. You know, we had one, you know.
Look at that face. That's the face of a gamer.
What's his hair happening with his hair?
That's his trademark. He's got the blue kind of hair thing.
Blue hair.
Ninja says in this book all the little secrets and the tactics, how to get good at gaming, how to be a good, healthy streamer on Twitch.
Okay.
And here he says, what's in my battle station? He says he updates his hardware every few months, but here's what I'm playing on right now. It easily runs Fortnite at 180 frames per second. Jealous. And there's a wink face emoji, actually. And then he gives a bunch of hardware specs for computer parts. Intel Inside, it says.
Thank you for that. Nicole, any thoughts on that?
I have no idea what's going on right now.
You don't know Ninja? You're not a ninja?
No. Did you like the Ninja Guy? No, Gurren Lagann talk or the Ninja?
Please use the full title of the film. The Lights in the Skies Are Stars.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Good. Fade me up. Thank you.
Oh, up?
I hate this shit.